At night, listening to the daily hordes of wailing mourners, seeing the pilgrims continue to swarm in from off-world after the death of Muad'Dib, and knowing the Spacing Guild was reaping great profits from each passage, Stilgar concluded that such shameful excesses were decidedly non-Fremen. He had been a friend of Paul Atreides from the moment the young man took his CH name of Usul. He'd seen Paul kill his first man, the hot-headed Jameis, who would have been forgotten by the tribe, except that dying at the right time and by the right hand had given him a certain historical immortality. But this, Stilgar thought, as he stood on a crowded Arakeen street, wearing a well-fitted stillsuit, unlike most of these off-worlders who never learned or understood proper water discipline, this was not the Dune he remembered. Stilgar had never liked Arakeen, nor any city for that matter. The shuffle and press of ill-prepared pilgrims, the dark alley crime, the garbage, noise, and strange odors. Although life in the crowded CHs had changed, it was still more pure than the city. Out there, people didn't pretend to be something they were not, or they would not survive long. The desert sorted the faithful from impostors, but the city did not seem to know the difference, and actually rewarded the impure. Hiding his disgust behind nose plugs and a filter scarf, Stilgar walked the streets, listening to atonal music that wafted from a small gathering area where a group of pilgrims from the same planet shared cultural memories. Gutters stank from piled rubbish. The crowds left so much refuse behind that there was no place to put it. Even the open desert couldn't swallow it all. Bad smells were an evil omen to the Fremen, because rotting odors implied wasted moisture. He fitted his nose plugs more tightly. In busy Arakeen, the only place a man could be alone was inside himself. No one paid any attention to the disguised Naib as he made his way toward the citadel of Muad'Dib. Only when he reached the gates did he reveal his identity and give the countersign. The guards stepped back with a sudden snap of respect, as if they were clockwork mechanisms in tightly wound thumpers. For what Stilgar intended, it would have been better if his presence had remained unnoticed. Yet without the unwavering authority Muad'Dib had conferred on him, he could never achieve what Jessica had asked of him. Stilgar was breaking supposed rules, following the course of honor instead of someone else's law. He had to take the water, quietly and secretly, even if it required several trips, several secret nighttime missions. Muad'Dib was not the only one who had died. At least Stilgar and Jessica remembered that. He reached the oppressively silent quarters where Usul had lived with his beloved concubine. Sooner or later, members of the Kizaret would convert this wing of the palace into a shrine, but for now the people regarded the rooms with religious awe and left them untouched. Atop a sand-etched stone slab, an ornate canopic jar held Chaney's water. Rendered down from her small body by a Huanui death still after the difficult and bloody birth of the twins, only 22 liters of water had been recovered from her body. She'd been the daughter of Liet Kynes before becoming the woman of Muad'Dib. A true Fremen warrior on Dune, she had fought many battles as a member of Stilgar's troop. With calloused fingers, he traced the intricate markings on the outside of the jar. A tremor of superstitious fear ran down his spine. Water was just water. But could it be the Chaney's Rue spirit still lingered here? Her father Liet, the imperial planetologist murdered by Harkonnens, had been the son of Pardo Kynes, who had inspired the Fremen dream of climate change on Dune. Stilgar's comrade against Harkonnen excesses, Liet had died because he'd dared to help Paul Atreides and his mother. As emperor, Muad'Dib had ensured that the dreams of Dr. Kynes endured. By his command, he had accelerated the terraforming process and established a new school of planetology. If Muad'Dib was indeed the Lizan al-Ghaib, the shortening of the way, then Liet Kynes was the catalyst. And Chaney was his daughter. The regent and her Amazon guards would curse him for what he was about to do, but Stilgar already had the blood of the Reverend Mother Mohiam on his hands, and the blood of others. He would do this. Unstopping the heavy jar, he drained some of the liquid into Liederjahn containers that were easier to handle and hide under his cloak. In order to take it all, he would need to do this at least two more times. But as captain of the guard, Stilgar had ways of avoiding detection. With his precious burden, he slipped out of Muad'Dib's quarters.